Well, as we continue with this season of Advent, we are entering into a period of waiting and watching. This is the time of year where, as a church, we wait for both the incarnation of Jesus at Christmas and also for his second coming at the end of time. Advent acknowledges that we stand between these two arrivals of Jesus, looking in two different directions. We look back in the church's memory to the stories of Jesus' birth, and this is the part that many of us are most familiar with, and we also look forward to his glorious return at the end of time. From generation to generation, we tell these stories, we witness this reality, and we carry them forward. This year for Advent, we are using artwork from a company called Sanctified Art. Different artists create pieces inspired by our Bible readings each Sunday, and the overall theme that they are using to connect the artwork together with the Bible lessons is called Generation to Generation. And so you might have noticed last week we had a very vivid blue cover on our bulletin that had weapons being turned into tools. And this week you can go ahead and flip to the beginning of your bulletin. We have this image called Ancestral, which I'll talk about in just a little bit, so you can kind of take it in right now. But this is what the creators, the different artists that contributed to generation, write about their theme this year. The stories, scriptures, and traditions of the Christmas season have been passed down to us through the generations. Many of us enter into the season with a swell of memories and emotions as vast as the cultural and religious rituals this holiday holds. Like a tapestry woven through time, the Christmas story weaves us in to remember how God has shown up in the past to continue the work of collective liberation and to behold the presence of God in flesh and bone. As we read through and study the scriptures selected, a line from Mary's song of protest and praise gives us pause. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. Despite the challenges and vulnerabilities she faced, Mary could glimpse the scale and scope of good news that she was a part of bringing forth. This good news transcends time and space. It was bigger and is bigger than just her. Christ is coming for collective liberation. God's redemption is at work for years to come. Therefore, the promise is meant to be lived out and passed on from generation to generation. This theme of generation to generation reminds us all of the ways our lives, histories, actions, and stories are interconnected and woven together. The work of God is always unfolding in and through us. This Advent, may you remember that you belong to a story etched into the wrinkles of time, to generations that have come before and will come after, to a love that won't let you go. So that's from all the artists that contributed to the pieces we'll be using this season. And this week's artwork on the cover relates to our lesson from Isaiah. In Isaiah, the author looks forward to a time when a coming king, a descendant of King David, the son of Jesse, will embody the Spirit of God and bring justice and peace to all. In this vision, the stump of Jesse alludes to the Davidic dynasty, believed to be the adjudicators of God's justice throughout the generations. The Spirit of God and this king will bring such a peace that prey will no longer fear their predators, and every vulnerable person will be protected. All creation will be in right relationship with God. And so if you haven't looked already, I think a lot of you were able to kind of look at the beginning of our bulletin. So this piece from this week is called Ancestral, and it's by someone named Hannah Gerty. And she was inspired by this lesson from Isaiah. And so she created this with paper lace and watercolor. And she writes, "This illustration explores the idea that perhaps the oppressor is not far away. The lion and the calf, the cheetah and the goat, the wolf and the lamb, the ox and the bear, each predator shares the face with its prey. Each pair of animals is connected in the root line of the stump of Jesse. Each generation has been challenged to forward the radical call for peace in this Isaiah text. In this image, the threat looms, yet the roots thrive and the sprouts emerge from the stump. The prey and the predator are on equal terms. No longer is one superior to the other." I love that we're including some new artwork in our seasonal reflections for Advent. The church has had a long history in being stewards of the art, in providing beautiful musical compositions, poetry, literature, artwork. And this is a new generation that is taking up that mantle and creating artwork that reflects our scripture passages for a new generation. But this isn't just for professional artists. And so I want you to be thinking this Advent season about where do you see glimpses of this vision of Isaiah, and how would you use art or music or writing to illustrate that vision of the peaceable kingdom? And I also wonder, if you're not an artistic person, and you still want to participate, what are the actions that we can take today to help bring this prophecy into fruition for the generations that come after us? In our gospel lesson, John the Baptist saw glimpses of Isaiah's vision coming to life, and he was preparing his people for the arrival of Jesus. And I mentioned at the beginning of worship that this is Peace Sunday, and to be listening for expressions of peace. On the first Sunday of Advent, our service was focused on preparation and hope. And so we're continuing that theme of preparation, but also adding to it by saying, well, what are we preparing for? What does Jesus's arrival bring into the world? And it brings in peace. But just like last week's lesson about hope, this week's lesson on peace might bring about some conflicting feelings. John the Baptist calls the religious leaders of his community a brood of vipers. And he ends his diatribe by this imagery of God's hand holding a winnowing fork and separating the wheat from the chaff and burning the chaff in an unquenchable fire. So probably not the seasonal greetings that we want. Someday, I would love to see a seasonal card with season's greetings, you brood of vipers. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere, and I'm going to be all in for that. But going back to our theme, so if today is about peace, of the lion and the lamb, the child and the adder lying down together, then so how do we understand this imagery of poisonous snakes and unquenchable fires? Well, peace is irrevocably tied to God's work of justice and mercy in the world. So for God to bring justice, to bring peace, for God to show mercy to a hurting world, there also needs to be justice. They can't be separated from one another. There needs to be a reckoning of all the ways that we hurt others, particularly the poor and the vulnerable. And as we think about this image of wheat and chaff, I think it's most helpful to not see it as like whole people, as like some people are wheat and some people are chaff, because that's, I don't think, the intention of the passage. But I think it's getting at the parts within ourselves that are destructive, the parts within ourselves that are not serving our larger purpose as children of God, and how to separate that out, how to live more and more into the wholesome life that God has called us into. So as we prepare to receive Christ in our hearts and homes, there will be a separation of all those things that work against God's goodness to make room for that peace. That is what justice is. Justice is the restoration of God's order in a broken world. And that might shake us or change us in ways that we didn't expect this season, but justice is ultimately an act of mercy as it makes new life with Christ possible. And that is what we hope for this season, that all those things that separate us from each other, all those things that separate us from the love of God, will be cast out by God's justice, and peace and mercy will prevail. This is central to the season of Advent, but also central to our faith, that the Lord has mercy on our world, and that the Lord's mercy comes to us every day, and that the Lord has a love that will never let go from generation to generation. Amen.